It's the sound every banana grower would take for granted. Until it's taken away. It's been 2.5 weeks since a banana tree was felled on Mark Reppel's farm, and his packing shed is still dormant, although today there are some long-awaited signs of life.
You can see there's nothing wrong with the bunches.
It's a sight for sore eyes, some bananas in a banana shed.
Absolutely. Good to see you. We've been waiting.
Locked down with Tropical Race 4, Mr. Reppel and another banana farmer in the Tully Valley have had to do what no banana farmer in far north Queensland has ever done. To satisfy biosecurity authorities, it's possible to safely send their bananas to market without spreading the disease.
We're now officially in the dirty zone.
This is now the paddock zone, so nothing moves from this side of the shed or the paddocks. Nothing moves past this. That's how we control the mud and the leaf material.
What changes in your mind when you cross over that line, Mark?
Well, it's all about just thinking how what you can do to not move soil, and it's important not to move it off the farm. That's the legal requirement, but we also got to remember, try to not spread it through the farm. And we've been working with those protocols for a few years now.
But that thought process is ever present?
Oh, for sure. And when people are here looking over your shoulder, it's you can't ignore it.
That approval finally came through late on Friday for the Reppels. But if it's a cause of celebration, there's no sign of it here.
So all the system that we put in here, this was all put in immediately after the Tully detection. That was part of our tightening up on our old procedures. So luckily we had all these ready to go. So we only had about 2 days worth of work from our detection, and we were ready to go. So 2 days has turned into 2.5 weeks. Well, so long as we can keep back in business and be productive, maybe we'll look back on this in a few years and smile, but not at the moment.
And it's clearly not only the boss who's been feeling anxious about the future. Jared Parks has been working in bananas for only 6 weeks, and he tells me everyone's been worried.
Yeah, look, for everyone here, I'm rather fortunate in that, you know, I only have myself to take care of, but we have people here with families, mortgages, all that kind of stuff, and, you know, so we all understand the need for biosecurity, especially with something like Panama disease. So, yeah, it's been interesting. There was a lot of job insecurity, a lot of fear for the future, so we're all just glad to be back at it.
You've been hard at it this morning, Jared. Did you ever think that you'd miss working in the bananas, walking up and down these rows, cutting out bunches?
Look, it's always a love-hate affair, really, but absolutely. It was a little bit of an enforced holiday there for a couple of weeks, but we kept going, and, it's good to be back.
Watching Jared's crew work its way down the row, it's a scene that's so normal for a banana farm, it hardly belies the fact only a few hundred metres away is a ticking time bomb.
It was just two very isolated cases, and one of those was negative and one of those was positive. So once they were taken away for testing, the plantation looks like it always has.
What was your reaction when you found out that one of the trees had tested positive?
I was gutted, really. We just assumed it was a winia. And then when they tested it and cut them down, they were clean inside. So I even discounted that again and went on our merry way. And when we got the phone call on Wednesday the 8th, I think it was, our whole world turned upside down. So how it got there, we don't know. They're doing the trace backs at the moment, but it's probably irrelevant. It's there now, and we're going to work around it.
If those particular plants in that particular location on your farm, which has already had some biosecurity measures in place as a result of race one, could be infected, what does that say about the potential of this disease for other farms?
Oh, I think anyone who thinks deeply about it knows that it could be anywhere. Mightn't be everywhere, but it could be anywhere. And maybe it's a time of stress or something that makes it show. It was so isolated for us, I've got no idea. Rest of the plantation's beautiful.
When you have thought deeply about it, is there any particular linkage between your farm and Tully?
Oh, look, the banana industry is pretty connected. If you want to trace everything back, there's always a connection somewhere, but we can't connect anything back to the other infested property. We've got all our planting has been done with permits. We don't use much machinery here. It's all in-house, so I'll leave that up to them.
Just walking up and down these rows, Mark Reppel, there's mud, there's banana plant material, there's water. I mean, this is your average kind of scenario for any banana farm. How can you guarantee that none of that, all of it being potential vectors for the spread of this disease, can leave your farm?
Well, we've already been doing it. You know, we've been sending fruit for years and we've never sent mud in the fruit, we've never sent leaf material in the fruit. We're already certified. There's already ICA protocols that certify that. And really, all it means is if we're going to share equipment and move equipment on and off the farm, that they have to be absolutely cleaned and decontaminated. And there's no difference between that and what we were required to do under Race 1.
Under this particular protocol that you've reached with Biosecurity Queensland, what are the consequences if you do?
Well, for the boys, it's a $226,000 fine, and for us, I think it's a $1.1 million fine, so we won't be breaching it.
That's a pretty serious repercussion.
Yes, I said to the boys, I don't think they'll allow that to go on spur.
Can you also explain why your fruit is not affected by Panama disease? This is something that I hear people in the street ask about, the fact that it's so deadly in the soil and the fungus is so deadly for the plants, but why doesn't it affect your fruit?
Oh, well, my understanding is it's so vigorous it never allows a tree that's got it to actually produce a bunch that's harvestable. But even so, if that happened to be the case, the fungus doesn't transfer from the stalk through the petiole into the fruit itself. So that's what the scientists have told us.
So that is basically a lock, stock guarantee to any consumer that if they're eating a banana, it hasn't come off an infected tree because the tree simply isn't able to produce a viable bunch of bananas.
Absolutely.